I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
Good morning. It is Monday, and we are back. This is the Morning Liberty Show, and we are live here at RBN. Want to make sure you have our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. There are so many times when we just tear right into the subject matter, and I do my best to bring people to these microphones so that you and I can better understand where we are, okay? I think you can't even move forward until you know where we are. And sometimes I think we're walking around in a daze. We have no idea where we are or who we are. And let me pass on for you my email address, morningliberty@yahoo.com. Pretty simple. This is the Morning Liberty Show, morningliberty@yahoo.com. There you go. I think that in America, we have forgotten who we are. And I think we have been persuaded to move. And there are people who have moved to the left. There are some people who have moved to the far right. But I think that there are too many examples, and how many examples can we cite? That as Americans, we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten what our responsibility is. We have forgotten what our power is. And I think that I have seen for years, as I have attended city council meetings and I have gone to the state capitol when these state lawmakers are creating laws, and I have gotten in front of their faces with microphones, working in radio, even working for television for a while, asking them tough questions. It's amazing the soft lobs that are sent to these politicians by many of these paid reporters. And it's important that as an American, I'm not going to say citizen, okay? Citizen suggests that we are subjects, okay? And when people use that word citizen, there's more in the thug game that has been played when we say citizen, that we lose our rights. We are Americans. It's important. We already have permission. We already have permission to jump in and participate. We'll be back after the break. This is RBN, and Jim Phillips will join us right after this.
My My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Sagani Kavanash Pelapi. Sagini Kavanash Geshishetu. Ovalara Kanagash Pilolo. In Monane Kafel Kranashi.
Yawning this morning, some of you are just getting up and getting ready. We appreciate you tuning into RBN, and I take off my hat to you. RBN is one of the resources where people actually gather the truth. And there are so many media sources that what we're getting is what they want us to know. And we are not necessarily getting the truth. And it is exciting here at RBN. There are people, men and women, who volunteer. And there are ways that you can volunteer. We already have permission as Americans. We volunteer here at RBN to show up and discuss, in fact, what is going on. And my word, if we can sell a book and if we can, sell resources from our websites. In fact, I have a website guide. We just haven't been able to put together a website yet. I've been here at RBN for about 5 months now, and I've been doing radio for about 18 years. My last stint was 6 years ago. I've been off the air for 6 years. But in my life has been changing dramatically. My wife, she used to give me a hard time doing morning drive in Salt Lake for several years. They called me the great RJ. And my wife said that wherever I go, you know, my head had a hard time squeezing through doors. And she says she's just really glad that I'm no longer the great RJ, you know. And I figure RJ is what I do. My parents, they called me Robert. My brothers and my sisters called me Robbie, and I've been called all kinds of things. But I think it matters that you and I understand who we are, that the responsibility for our freedoms rests in your hands and my hands. And when we send those people back to Washington, D.C., it is our understanding that they're going back there to serve you and me. But these days, I think they have discovered that, well, their position, that we serve them. And we need to turn that thing around. And sometimes we need to send some of these politicians home. And we get to do that this November, and that's exciting. We are having a revolution of our own. In fact, there are communists who are a part of this Obama administration. That in fact, is what they are. They're in the middle of performing their revolution, transforming America to a communist state, new fascists, and they're moving daily, having success, gaining more power, gaining more ground, and I think that we should stand for it no more. If it takes place, if they win, then it's because you and I have not taken our responsibility seriously, because we haven't taken hold of the reins and moved forward with our responsibility. Our plans, remember, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That should be a part of our understanding, a part of our faith, a part of the foundation. All men are created equal. Then we also have a morality that is completely different than many of these thugs who are now serving back there in Washington, D.C., also serving in our states. There are many of our states where these thugs, these cowards who hide in the dark, they hide in the darkness and they have their plans, and they are gaining ground. And if they're gaining ground and if they do take over, it is our fault, because freedom is our responsibility right where we live. And I have for years, I've had people call me and say, RJ, oh, what do I do? You know, I don't have that answer. And I do bring people to these microphones every day so that you and I can help discover the answer to that very question. What can we do? And there are experts who come forward, and it is, you have to know, this is fun. I bring people who have their doctor's degrees, their master's degrees, their bachelor's degrees. They have research. They have life experience. Not all of them have books that they have written. Not all of them have something to sell. But our freedoms matter to them in this country. So we get to bring them here and ask questions. And certainly, I want to invite you to ask questions of these people as well. That is where I come from. Okay? I have already found out that I don't know all the answers. And I am not one of those radio people who move as if and talk as if and act as if I know all the answers. It's too much work. Are you serious? I'd have to live with my own ego. I remember my first boss in radio back in 84 when I began. I was doing a graveyard shift on the weekends, and he said, you know, RJ, it's really great that you can have a persona on the radio, but you've got to walk away from the job and have a real life, be a real person. And there are media people who they have another name and they have a whole on-air persona, and they take that home. They go to bed. They have a life. And the same personality that they have created in the media, they take home with them. It's like my first radio boss just gave me great advice. He said, the best thing you can do is just be yourself. And sometimes it takes courage to be ourselves. You know what I mean? So many people around us expect us to this, they expect us to do that, and it's like we can make a decision. We take a look at the evidence, gather the truth, and then we make a decision. And there are people on the left who agree with us and people on the other side who disagree. And you know what it's like getting flack over a decision that you make and people around you disagree and they give you grief over it. And I'm thinking, life is too short, okay? Life is too short to worry what our neighbors say. Okay? And you've seen people like that. What will the neighbors say? What will the neighbors think? Especially if I'm one of those who I understand that the attack on the World Trade Center was not a terrorist act by some bully over there in Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan hiding in some kind of cave in a hole over there, that there are people who imagine. It took years of organizing and planning, millions of dollars, and hundreds of people to organize such an event, such an attack upon America. And Americans were behind this. And I use that word, you know, I don't even know if they were Americans. There are people who are from other countries. These thugs, these cowards, helped do this, attack America. And these Satan worshippers, these devil worshippers, these godless people who are still out there saying we are not a Christian nation, you know, they were behind such a thing. And it's just evident that they are winning sometimes, but we need to have wins ourselves. We need a win. We need a win today. We need a win tomorrow. We need a win in Texas. We need a win in New York. We need a win in Florida. We need a win in California. We need a win in Montana. We need a win everywhere in this country. And every day we need a win. So, as Americans, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What if you could put your name to the bottom line of the Declaration of Independence? Do you think you would do so? What if it costs you nothing? What if it costs you nothing to sign on the bottom line? Right with those, other men who gave their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Would you be willing to put at risk your life for our freedoms today? Would you be willing to put at risk your fortune, whatever that might be? Would you be willing to put at risk your reputation? Would you be willing to stand with them? Because our country needs you and me to stand with these men who gave their all, who gave their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And maybe at some point, maybe only in our minds, maybe only in our heart, we need to take our pen and put our name right next to those men. We call them the Founding Fathers. There are other names that belong on that document that do not have the notoriety. One of the things that I have discussed for years are the Founding Mothers of this nation. Those men we call the Founding Fathers. They could not have done what they did without mothers and wives keeping the fires burning at home. This nation was founded by founding fathers and by founding mothers. And those men and women helped us become a nation. They helped to begin the fire, that torch that is still alive today, although it may be at risk, this torch of freedom. I believe that it burns in your heart. The understanding that our rights and our freedoms come from God, that's a flame. I hope it is alive in your heart, this flame, that our rights come from God, the right to defend ourselves, the right to choose our job, the right to choose our faith. I hope that that is a burning torch in your heart. And I hope that as you walk in your life, whether it is on the job, whether it's in the library, whether it's in your recreation, I hope that these things are like a flaming torch in your heart. And they need to be. I believe that as Americans, we have forgotten who we are, and we need to start showing up. And I am very excited to see us showing up at Boston Tea Parties, all across this country, in the city council meetings I have gone to for years, very, very few show up, and Americans are starting to show up, and we need to show up even more. Jim Phillips, thank you for your patience. We'll be back right after the break. This is RBN.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today we are discussing megadosing, a practice where one ingests a large amount of a vitamin or concentrated nutrient to achieve a specific result, also known as orthomolecular therapy, a term coined by Linus Pauling. This highly controversial practice is not recommended by mainstream medical authorities. However, a number of doctors and scientists have researched and established procedures that achieve wonderful results more often than not. In the case of pandemic flu, megadosing procedures for vitamin C and D should be considered. Vitamin C and D are safe in very large amounts. There is plenty of evidence they have a profound positive effect on your natural immunity. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com today.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Morning Liberty Show, and we are live here at RBN. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. Again, let me spell out the phone number. Tell a friend to call in. They do need to listen. They do need to learn. And new people are discovering RBN every day. Phone number 1-800-313-9443. And again, my co-host on Mondays, Jim Phillips. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us today.
And, glad to be here as always. It's a great day.
Thanks for being patient with me this morning. I just had to get that off my chest.
That sounds fine.
Let me ask you, and we've got a caller. We're going to go there shortly, but let me ask you what's on your mind as we begin things this morning.
Well, maybe there's a couple things. One thing, when we were talking last week, which was about water, and I wanted to cover some details of things that some people that are teaching things on water, they don't cover, they don't talk about, most people don't know about, and that's some of the pre-processing of water, where people are familiar with the filters and storing water and all those things, but
okay.
How do you extend the life of your filters? That's one of the things I want to talk about.
We'll go there. Anything else?
I'm working on a list of the your preparedness library of things to have.
Okay, fact, that's a good idea.
I'm going to be doing a class on it this Wednesday up in Orem, and it might talk about some of those things.
So that's preparemyfamily.com. There are those of you who already are aware of the website. Jim Phillips is a man who has served in the military. He served our country. He has also been teaching our U.S. military how to survive in extreme conditions, and he's been around the preparation end for a long time, not just talking about it, but walking the walk. And he's my co-host every Monday. Jim, we're going to take a call, and then we'll continue with our discussion. Robert in Utah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about the communists in the Obama administration, and try as I might, I guess I'm just not looking in the right places. I can't find names. I want to have nowhere to go to find names so that I can start working with the elected officials that I semi-trust to start getting these, you know, start rearranging the administration.
Well, I think you can begin with Utah's own Bob Bennett. Bob Bennett is a part of international organizations whose intention is New World Order, okay?
Okay.
And if you continue listening, I will continue to bring guests, as I have already, who will help for you present the names and the organizations that these thugs, these cowards, are a part of, and what it is that they're doing. Another man is Orrin Hatch from Utah. He is one of the writers of the Patriot Act, okay? Jake Garn and Orrin Hatch from Utah, the writers of the Patriot Act. And continue listening, and I will, as I have, will continue to present the names for you. Is that okay?
That'll work.
Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that was all I wanted to know.
Robert, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jim, over the weekend, there's fresh stuff, but it's some of it is the same stuff that I really wanted to get your view on. And trying to think which to do first, you know. It's like the chicken or the egg. Let me go here with you, okay? One of the things that just completely caught me off guard was this girl out of California, J.C. Dugard. Apparently she was kidnapped when she was 11 years old, Jim, and she was held as a captive for 18 years. And apparently this creepy Philip, that's what they call him in California, Antioch, California, there are police officials there searching because they believe this creepy Philip, who is a sex offender, that he may have other victims. They're looking to find bodies in the ground in the neighborhood. But apparently, Jim, this J.C. Dugard, she was 11 when this creepy Philip abducted her. And then he kept her apparently in tents and sheds in his backyard for 18 years. And I wonder, in this country, how many other abductees have been kidnapped? So this took place in California. I bet you there are abductees in Michigan and Alabama, New Mexico, Arizona, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee, all over this country, I believe there are other abductees. And I'm thinking, Jim, that from your experience in life, there's probably things you could advise us as far as how do we look after our family? I think how do we defend ourselves? That's a part of our constitutional rights, Jim.
It is. That it is. And unfortunately, you're probably right about abductees.
Protecting ourselves from criminals like this. Talk about preparation. We'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Utopian Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
We are back. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show, and we are live here at RBN. I am RJ, and my host that joins me every Monday, the guru of getting ready, Jim Phillips. Again, Jim, good morning.
Glad to be here.
I was thinking, and I wanted your opinion from your military background, that if we take a look at our home is our castle, our home ought to be our fortress, that there's got to be a way, you know, where we set up a safe perimeter around our home, that we can defend ourselves, even in our home, from these kinds of predators.
Well, there is. I don't necessarily consider myself an expert in the physical side of that, although I'm aware of a lot of things. We'll talk about that. But, you know, number one, when you talk about children, young people, now, at the age that that girl was, at age 11, they're extremely impressionable, and they can be, if you will, overcome very quickly, very easily by people, by big people, people of authority, by adults. And unless we have been training them to think in terms of who they should follow, who they should listen to, if you're not doing that, that's one of the things you need to do is from a very early age. And this isn't about you know, making everybody an enemy and you have to be afraid of everybody. But teaching these children about who it is that they can trust, why they can trust them, and when things are out of line. Now, you know, we tell people, our young children, don't talk to strangers. Well, there's some real value in that. Don't just follow, listen to anybody. Don't get into cars. Some of them are forcibly abducted. We see that happen. That's a totally different situation. But a lot of our children that we lose are ones that they're susceptible, they're open, they're by themselves at the moment. They may be just walking someplace and somebody wants to give them a ride. And if I don't know, when I was a kid, I was lazy. I didn't want to walk, you know, any great distance. And so somebody offers them a ride and entices them, then they don't think about those things.
When I was a kid, walking to school was no big deal. I walked about 2 miles to school alone. And there are lots of kids who still do that, but our world has changed, Jim.
It has changed.
You and I were kids, that it should be no problem walking to school, walking home from school, and we ought to be just fine. But anymore in this country, everywhere in this country, these kinds of predators are lurking. And with my children, I've got 11 children, 5 are still at home. And my kids don't go anywhere without either me or my wife being with them out of the home.
Or, in some cases, older children travel in groups. But, you know, a group of six-year-olds is not very safe. You know, two or three six-year-olds going together because they can be overpowered so quickly and they can be enticed so quickly to do things. So we've got to train them from an early age that you scream and you run. You don't just fall prey to those kinds of things. And I don't know what the circumstances was of this individual, if it was forcible or if it was an enticement. But the enticement is something that we can teach our children, our young people, our teenagers, about you just are not enticed to do something with someone else, somebody strange, somebody you don't know. So part of the protection is in how we teach our children to respond, how they should think, how they think safety, and how they are just not easily led away by somebody. The forcible kind is a different one. That's where you have to put in place some physical barriers to reduce that. But even places where there's a lot of barrier put in place, unfortunately, these guys do get through. Yeah, you know, of course, we have the alarm systems and we have the safeties on the windows. The windows can't be slid open. One of the other great protections that people should consider around their home is having a very loyal animal, in particular a dog that is raised with the family. Dogs can be very, very both perceptive. But they will alert people or alert the owners of the home if there is something strange going on. Some of them are a little bit obnoxious. We have one that barks a little more than I would like. Not quite as discriminating about barking, but by golly, you can't get a deer in our yard without that dog barking. Or a bird or a few things like that. So, use of dogs in particular is one of the things, even for people that are not pet people, perhaps, you should consider that.
I have heard from other security people that the number one thing you can do for self-defense is to have a dog. It's more important than a alarm system is having a dog. Interesting.
Yeah, well, they're much more perceptive in many cases, and they can be trained, and they can learn who is friendly. The family members are friendly, although we do realize there's a problem with that in some families with family members that can be, a problem. But certainly they can protect against intruders by alerting us to something strange going on. If you have a dog that can be both a house dog, an inside dog, and an outside dog, there's great safety that can come from them, and they can help in other situations, fire. And we hear of the instances where animals have alerted, most especially dogs, have alerted their people in the night to fire, as well as intrusion and things like that. So that's something worth considering. There are very specialized, if you will, trained dogs. They're quite expensive, but you can get them, or you get the animal at a young age, raise them up with a family. Not one that's a real passive kind of an animal. There are some breeds, and I'm not a real expert in this area, but there are some breeds. The German Shepherd being one of them that can be a very, very bonded to the family and is very, very protective. You have the Pyrenees Sheepdogs. You have others that are known as a breed that when you raise them with the family, they belong to that family belongs to them, and they will give their lives for that family.
Sheepdog, huh?
Yeah, the Pyrenees Sheepdog.
Okay.
It's a large dog, and it is very, very, it's a work dog, but they're known to own their family, if you will, and protect their family. And there are others. I'm sure there's maybe some people listening that are more familiar with that. You can do research on that. But a dog is an important thing to have.
In Antioch, California, apparently there are neighbors who have seen this Philip Garrido, and they say he's kind of creepy. And he is a registered sex offender. And I guess as a registered sex offender, you are supposed to keep your distance from children. And apparently these neighbors, I guess, get the willies, so they gave this Philip a nickname, and he had been known in that neighborhood for a long time as Creepy Philip. And now that he is in custody, I guess recently he gave kind of like his own manifesto or something to police, suggesting what do predators do in order to keep from reassaulting. And I guess it did not trigger the police to think that something was wrong. Now they're looking at it as though they were warned. The police were warned by him and this J.C. Dugard. Apparently, this Creepy Philip, he will be charged with abduction and rape and unlawful imprisonment. And it's nauseating to realize that this abductee now has two children. She's 29 years old. She's 29 and has two children from this creep, Philip. Wow. But we do look here in California, and an amazing thing for me, and I use that word, but that's the truth of it. Every week there are new sex crimes and taking place, and there are people who are teachers in school who are the perpetrators on this. There are scout leaders. Now, I don't claim that all teachers are this way or all scout leaders are this way, okay? And then we've got people who are in the clergy all over this country who are being charged with this kind of activity. Even female teachers having sexual rendezvous with 12-year-old boys and 14-year-old boys, even out of Oklahoma just a couple weeks ago, two women, they would take boys who were 15 and they would give them drugs, I guess, that made them, you know, they weren't even aware of what was going on, and she sold them. These women sold these boys at parties that they were holding. So I'm thinking, if this sexual predator is doing this in California, then chances are every neighborhood in this country, there's another sexual predator that has an abductee. In fact, people I have interviewed right here at RBN, they would tell you, Jim, that every month, 1,500 children are being abducted in this country. Talk about what a reflection of the society that we are now in. And protecting our home, Jim, I think is necessary. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. And those of you who have children, it is an absolute necessity. And if you don't have children, if you live in a neighborhood where there are children, you do have a responsibility to keep your eyes out for them. And I think a dog, that's a really good idea, Jim.
That's one that's very high on my list in terms of preventing that invasion type of thing. But the unfortunate thing is that a lot of the abductions of people, not just children of people. They occur away from the home, and that's where you listen to the training that is given. You just never volunteer to go with anybody, an adult. You never just passively go thinking that you're going to survive because the statistics are against you. Yeah, a woman that is abducted in the parking lot by somebody that got in their car is at extremely high risk. You must act and get away from there at the very beginning. Whatever you have to do, don't go along thinking that this will work out, because it doesn't in most cases.
There's a movie that came out not very long ago called Taken, and apparently there were college-aged girls that there are predators who on purpose, that's a part of their target, is to capture women who are college age and take them, and it's called trafficking. They sell these girls. They put them up on drugs so that they're not so that they are incoherent, and then sell them. And it's like, oh my word, this goes on in America. It's not about Indonesia or some third world country where, you know, you have a hard time getting to, and they're doing this in the dark in some kind of hole. This happens in this country, and it should not take place in America. And I'm thinking, if this is going on in our neighborhood, where you live and I live, I'm thinking, wow, it shouldn't happen here, Jim.
You know, one of the things that's on my library list that's a part of this, it's part of why we've gone, and a lot of people may be familiar with this, but if you're not, America's Godly Heritage, done by David Barton. There's a video, a DVD, and it's not only about our founding fathers and our godly heritage, but one of the things that's pointed out is what happened really back in the 50s is where there was a real turning point as the Supreme Court started making law rather than just interpretive, and in particular where they took prayer out of schools and they changed, just that fundamental way of looking at things, the Ten Commandments and those things. And you take a look at at that timeline, and then you begin looking at other statistics that have to do with everything from teen pregnancy, and they don't talk about, if you will, abductions, and they probably didn't begin right then, but there's so many markers that as we began to move away from God, if we started moving away from the founding principles of this country, which were on Christian principles, that we had a lot of decay that began to take place and has done nothing but accelerate. So in my preparedness library, because it is being sure that you know your center, and I know that probably most of the people listening have that center, but yet it's about how do you teach that to other people and understand what's going on. So David Barton, America's Godly Heritage, is one of those things. You can just Google it. You can find it. Go get it. It's well worth watching. It's keep your family at the center and help people around you.
You call it the center, but whatever we call it, it's the same thing. I call it our foundation. I think it's a part of the foundation of who we are and what we are as a nation.
That is correct, and we have we've lost that. We've given that up. We allowed it to be taken from us. And in going back to who we are, that's a part of it. So that's actually in my preparedness library, but it's central to what we've been talking about when we look at the moral shift, sometimes it's called moral decay, whatever you want to put on it. It's because we do not talk about, we do not teach these things openly, as was the foundation of this country. And if people have not seen that, please get that. Watch that. It's a very, very eye-opening. I want that in my preparedness library and what I teach people my family.
I think if we go back and take a look at our homes, for example, our home being our castle, our place of safety, that it begins with before the foundation, you got to have good dirt. Okay, I'm going there. But in the foundation of our home, if we start eating away at that foundation, we leave ourselves open to a hurricane, kind of like Louisiana, which actually had their fourth-year anniversary this last weekend. And it's like we're waiting for our own Hurricane Katrina. If our foundation has been eaten away and is no longer there, whether it's in our family or whether it is as a nation, then we're just waiting for our own personal Hurricane Katrina to come in and wash it away. We're very much at risk as a nation and in our, so as a, there's a phrase that America cannot be great until America is good. And that comes down to your family and your home and where you live and where we live. As a community, as a national community. We'll be back after the break. This is the Morning Liberty Show at RBN. We'll be back after this.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
The time this morning, it is 6 minutes before the top of the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show, and we are live here at RBN. In fact, Monday through Friday, we are live here, Central Time from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning. and I appreciate you tuning in. In fact, you may want to join in, you know, make some suggestions, ask some questions. Our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. And my co-host on Mondays, yes, the guru of getting ready, Jim Phillips. Again, Jim, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
In this segment, we have about 3 or 4 minutes, and I think that we would love to think that we are just safe in our own neighborhood. I think not anymore. I think that we just need to understand that America has changed. We are not as safe even in our own homes as we used to be. And for me, in my household, my kids, we never leave them alone going anywhere. Once they've gone to school, great. But going to school, coming home from school, we pick them up. And I'm not very happy about that because I did used to walk to school and back, and I'm thinking my kids are a little spoiled maybe, but I tell you what, my kids are safe. Never do we let my kids go anywhere without us being with them, knowing where they are and what they're doing.
Yeah, there's certainly wisdom in that. And, you know, some neighborhoods, some areas are more susceptible than others. I've been to parts of this country as I've been traveling around where the people they don't lock their doors and they leave the keys in the car and they don't have a problem. They haven't been discovered. One of the unfortunate things is that once criminals learn of those areas, they can very easily prey upon the people. So I never advertise where those places are, you know, but I've been to places where, you know, out of town, I've been out of state. It's been a few years, but I was out of state, a stranger, and I was able to write a personal check. And there's a few places where they just, you know, life is as it used to be, as the way it was back in, I'll say, in the 50s for when I was growing up, a younger person at home. I remember on the grocery store counter where we lived in New Mexico that there was counter checks right there from the various banks. You know, we had like, I think there were only 2 banks in town, and there were counter checks right there, and you just filled in the information, gave it to the checker right there to write a check for your groceries if you forgot to bring your own checks. You know, boy, that'll date me. That
wow.
Takes back a few years. Unfortunately, we don't have that general integrity in the populace. And there's a whole philosophy about what has gone on with those kinds of things. It takes us right to Wall Street and some of the greed and things that have occurred.
This is going to continue to unfold, this creepy Philip Garrido out of Antioch, California. And right now, police authorities, they're out digging in the yard looking. I guess there are other women who have just disappeared in that area, at least 9. So they're in the process of looking for bodies, as I guess they're realizing maybe this J.C. Dugard wasn't the only victim of Creepy Philip. Maybe he has abducted before, and apparently his wife was complicit in this. Oh, my word. Talk about another surprise that she was a part of this, knew what was going on, and just didn't do anything about it. So here's a husband and a wife for participating in this abduction and the rape and the continuing unlawful imprisonment. Wow. We'll be back after the break. Talk about examining America. Wow, have we come far away from where we ought to be. We'll be back. This is RBN.
With recent internet.